Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Boy, I have been on the fly. Absolutely on the fly the last week. We put a property down on Gingrich Drive under contract in the last 2 weeks. We saw a significant uptick, and where we were negotiating a price, because of the lack of interest in this property in Accokeek, we were negotiating a price at much less than what we were asking for the property, and we're ready to do some kind of deal. Another buyer came in. Another buyer brought in that interest that drives a seller to great happiness. And we ended up getting a price that was essentially full price with a little bit of closing cost. And the list price for the property, $650,000. We were entertaining offers closer to six. But once there's a multiple contract scenario, you can not disclose the terms of the offers of these two offers, but you pay each potential buyer respect and communication. And then this second offer came in just before we were ready to sign an acceptance of another offer that would have been significantly less for my client. And thankfully, this offer came in. And the other agent, the one who had we had almost sold the house to, his buyer, had lingered for 2 weeks in negotiation with us because we weren't moving to where they wanted us to. And my client was having a hard time with that. When we finally reached an agreement and came to a meeting of the minds, it just was a little late. And a day later, the house would have been sold. But we ended up getting full price with some closing costs back. And my client has already sent me a referral, which I'm grateful for. Now, do you pay commissions on the gross or the net when you sell real estate? So let's say you have a house, like I had a house that was listed for $1,070,000. And we negotiated the price to $1,065,000. But then through the home inspection, there was a bunch of stuff that came up on the home inspection, and the buyers requested that the seller fix all of these items. And I mean, it was quite a list and quite a bit of money. The seller, rather than fixing the work, gave a credit to the buyer for $10,000. So the sales price is $1,065,000. The seller gives a $10,000 credit at closing, and the buyer can then take that money at settlement and then pay for the work to get done. And it's cleaner. Really, it's as a convenience to the seller of the property that the seller can give that cash to a buyer and he doesn't have to worry about fixing the stuff, right? It's nice. So the question becomes, do you pay the commission off the $1,065,000 or do you pay it off of the $1,055,000, which is $1,065,000 minus the $10,000 credit? And my client asked me the question because he's like, you know, why would I pay commission off of a credit? And I said, well, I understand you're thinking in that, but truly, you either reduce the price to $1,055,000 or you keep the price at $1,065,000 and fix it, or you keep it at $1,065,000 and you give them the cash. But if you keep the price where it is, then that's where the commissions are paid because it's just a convenience that you're giving a credit. And commissions are paid on the sales price, not on a net price. And it's a little bit confusing. Sometimes people ask me, why is that? And I have to explain this to them. I try, when I'm representing the seller of a property, I try to negotiate the price down. And I did, in fact, in this case, try to do that. However, the buyer wanted the cash so they could make the changes. They didn't want a lower price. They wanted to make sure they had the money necessary to pay for the work to get done. And that's how the deal was struck. So it's this business, there's so many nuances and conversations that we have about left, right, center, moving up, down, sideways, backwards, forwards, that after 30 years in the business and some 2,800 homes sold, there's no seller that's alike, there's no house that's alike, there's no buyer that's alike. Every transaction is going to be a little bit different, and how it plays out is going to be different. Recently, I had a client approach me after I'd sold their home and after I'd helped them buy a home. And they asked me to give up some of my commission because they presented to me that it was a windfall for me that they had bought a home with me because we hadn't spent a lot of time looking at houses. In fact, The scenario looks like this. They had gone out looking at houses for some time with another broker, and that broker had spent time showing them, I don't know how many houses, because they didn't really discuss that with me, but it didn't work out for that broker to sell them a property. He didn't find them something of interest. So then I step into the picture, and I think we saw maybe three or four properties. I can't recall altogether. I think it was maybe four properties altogether, and they loved this house. And I sold them the house. And who's paying the commission on that? The seller. And the buyer comes back to me 10 days before, 2 weeks before settlement, and says, I want you to give me some money on my purchase because it was a windfall. You didn't have to do a lot. My wife discovered the property. Now, guess what? All of my buyers discover the property except in the quiet listing, because an email goes out to every buyer these days on everything that might be of interest to them. So it's not the discovery of the property that gets you a commission. And the justification being like a windfall, well, I got to tell you, I have spent a lot of time with buyers who, like the previous broker that they worked with, had spent oodles of time with them and never made anything, neither on their listing or their purchase. And believe me, I've spent a lot of time with buyers who never bought. You know, they might go out three, four, five times and spend some Saturdays or whatnot, and then they get a job change or decide against selling at that time. And then they fall into some opportunity and I'm out of the picture. In other words, real estate is not, you don't get paid in real estate based on how long it takes you to sell a house. You get paid for selling the house. That's it, plain and simple. In fact, I'm due the commission at the point of ratification of the contract, subject to the conditions of the offer, and as a courtesy, I agree not to get paid until settlement. That's my sole job, literally by legal contract, when I'm a listing agent or a buyer's agent, is to simply get the house to contract, and then my job's over. There are no guarantees in the real estate business. A man does not make an income unless he sells a property, a woman for that matter, right? You sell a house, you make a living. If you don't, you don't. And that's why I think 97% of the people who get into the real estate business leave the real estate business within just a few years. Because as glamorous and as easy as it is perceived to be, it is a tough business and requires OBGYN kind of availability. You know, I'm on call, I'm texting, emailing, responding back to people because it's just the quality of the service that I like to provide. And it's what people expect from me. Anyway, it's an interesting conversation to talk how commissions get paid and why they get paid. And I'm grateful that I do well in the business, and it requires a lot of staff to have that kind of help. Well, I hope I've made myself clear on this, and hope it's been helpful to you. We're running out of time, so I'll be right back with my final thoughts.